What's going on? Where y'all at out there? Can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? What's happening? Enjoying life, lethal migraine, into knowledge? Guess 1087. What's happening, y'all? What's going on? That's right. I hear you now. All right. We good. We good. I'm telling y'all, it's been one of those days. It's been the last couple of days have been crazy. You know, I'm always doing that. When I get ready to talk to y'all, I forget to unmute myself. So I be talking and don't know who I be talking to. Boy, I be talking to myself. And y'all know what? Sometimes I even answer myself. Ain't that about something? Anyway. All right. So let's get on with the house rules. When you call the show, act like an adult. Do not call here trying to start nothing. Because like you can throw lefts and right, I can throw bricks and hammers. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. In other words, I will knock you out. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. It's good. I only wasted about 6 minutes of time trying to talk. I do apologize, y'all. I'm broadcasting from Plain Old Texas. That's right. We got a basketball tournament here with some youngsters. And, you know, my youngster is one of them. So you got to support the young, little tiny people. So I'm here. Now, can you imagine how you got the name Plain Old Texas? Y'all ever thought about that? Y'all probably haven't, because most of you probably never didn't even know there was a Plain Old Texas. Well, I'll let y'all think about that in a minute. But anyway, back to the house rules. No talking over each other. Okay? Make your responses short and sweet. And when you make a response, you know, I like to hear what y'all have to say. I really do. I love hearing what you say. But dang on it, please know what you're talking about. Okay? Please be making some kind of sense. Because sometimes, man, y'all be saying stuff, I have no idea what y'all be talking about. Maze, wherever you at. But it's all good. It's all good. But, yeah, make your responses sweet, you know, and do not attack anyone else on the show. Personally, whatever. You can attack what they say, the topic of the show. You know, I understand everybody get a little passionate about what they're going to say, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, even though they're passionate, we understand that. But kind of, you know, keep it. It don't matter, because you've attacked someone, I think you're attacking them, I'm kicking your butt out anyway, so it don't even matter. You do what you think you can do, all right? Bye-bye, Benny. I see you out there, bro. Thank you for joining us. All right, y'all. So, as I said before, welcome to the show. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we broadcasting on location from Plain Old Texas today, and and we have some... We got a topic for you. What if we were in slavery today? What if, and where would we be now? So that's a topic there for you, boy. I tell you, especially with all these things going on lately in news about racism and all that good stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be it's gonna be hot and popping. All right. So before we get on with that, let's go on and get on with the quote of the day, man. I'm telling you, look. These last 2 days have been so hard. You know, it's one thing to be in the studio and have everything right there in front of you where you can have, you know, click on that, write that, bam, and it's right there. But, man, I got in here. Man, let me tell you about this hotel we in anyway. Man, you know, most hotels, you go somewhere and they say, okay, no problem. You know, you here a little early, but we'll let you, you know, go on and check in. Not this whole thing here. You know what I mean? This is just crazy, man. I had to sit in the lobby for a whole hour and some change to wait till 1 o'clock so I can do what? Get up in a room so I can get ready for the show. I thought I was going to have to do it down there in the lobby, which wouldn't have been a bad thing, but I don't think too many people want to hear me say slavery too many times in the lobby, especially with y'all, because, you know, y'all get carried away sometimes. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. But that is what it is. But the last couple of days have been hard. So you know what? I came up with a good quote of the day, and I hope y'all ready for it. And here it is, the quote of the day, gosh darn it. And y'all better be ready, because I'm not going to read it more than once. Nah, I lie. I may read it twice. If it hit me right, I may read it a third time. But it's kind of lengthy, so I don't know. But we'll check it out anyway. Here it is. You got to take the good with the bad. Smile with the sad. Love what you got. And remember what you had. Always forgive. Never forget. Learn from mistakes, but never regret. But that's a heck of a that. But now that is a heck of a quote of the day, isn't it? Huh? That is something else, man. I tell you. I you know what? I got to read that one more time. Y'all like that quote right there? Did it kind of hit home a little bit for you? Let's read it again. What y'all think? I think we should read it again. You got to take the good with the bad. Smile with the sad. Love what you got and remember what you had. Always forgive, but never, never forget. Learn from mistakes, but never regret. God darn it, boy, I done outdid myself today. Boy, it's amazing how good you get. It's amazing how good you get when you're in a rush and you're pressed for time, huh? I know, man. That's a heck of a thing right there. But it's okay, because I'd rather forget and not forgive. Shut up, Migraine. You know what, Migraine? I'm you know what? Y'all ever pay attention to what Migraine be typing in the chat room? I done figured it out. Migraine is just a bitter old person who forgets to take the Geritol in time enough to call the show. Okay. Oh, Lord, that person. That's why they always complained. That's what it is. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I couldn't resist that one. Bitter about white. What? Life is easy. I'm certainly not old. Not the way you be talking in my chat room. I think you're old fart. That's right. I think you're all hunched over, got your eyebrows going into your hairline. You know, you got that big, big chew in the corner of your mouth. That's right. Saying anyway. All right. I'm going to leave Migraine, though, because, I like Migraine. I really do. Gracious, thank you for joining us. Hope you have some fun today. All right, y'all. Well, you know, that was the quote of the day, and those are some powerful words, really. They are. All kidding aside, you know, that's something that we should all remember. You know, those words right there. Especially, you know what? Especially the last sentence says, love what you got and remember what you had. Forgive but never forget. Learn from mistakes but never regret. Man, those are some very powerful words. And I know somebody out there today needed that. Heck, I needed it. That's for sure, man. That's for sure. Great hair, hell though. Chew, I'm not a hick or from the South. That don't mean anything. You could be a wannabe. Wannabe hick. But anyway. Yeah, I'm just messing with Migraine right now, that's all. Because I'm trying to get my bearings here in this place. So y'all bear with me a little bit, but we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. So, now, with that being said, we're going to go on and hit the song of the day. Hey, man, like I said, the quote of the day and the song of the day, that just epitomizes how my last 2 days have been, man. I'm telling you. So what we're going to do, we're going to go on and knock that song of the day out. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some things. And that's going to include the topic. Hell, I don't know. We may just go on and get into the topic because I ain't got nothing else to talk about today. I don't, because everything we're going to talk about today rolls into the topic. So you know what? Let's do the dang on thing. So without further ado, y'all, here it is. The song of the day.
Tell me your passion's gone away, and I don't need no care. the point is to laugh at what you say, and I don't need no caring at all.
I'm over it, and we ready to rock and roll. And y'all know what, man? Guess what? Let me give y'all a secret. Bad days don't last long if you know what to do. But y'all didn't hear me say that, did you? All right. Ooh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. So, anyway, you know what? Let's see. On the ride up, y'all, I was listening to this show, and, you know, it's amazing to me how no matter what is said or what is done in this country, we always have to put it somewhere on someone. You know, whether it's on the left, it's to the right, you know, it's the Tea Party, the Libertarians, the Boogie Doogers and the Doogie Doogers and the Poodle Pooters and whoever you know what? I'm tired of the names. I'm tired of trying to call and put the blame on one group or the other. Hell, we all live here together. Great, granted, it's not like we all get along, that's true. But who the hell does? Hell, you don't see the lion getting along with the rabbit, do you? Hell no. The rabbit is the damn lion's food. But they still live on the earth together, right? But so in this case, why once Eric Holder makes a statement about the state of Texas about the voting rights, and now you know everybody is up in arms about it. Why? Please tell me why is it like that? Shouldn't it be, you know? And that's why, you know, I come up a lot of times with these topics I come up with, because it is just crazy. I really think it's just maddening how no matter what goes on, the first thing we want to do is blame somebody. Hell, if Texas, look, it's like this. See? That go Benny. Conservatives are notorious for blaming others. Okay, now, and you're right, Benny, because first thing they say is libertarian. I mean, the liberals. The liberals do this and liberal. And I'm going to tell you how ridiculous this thing got while I was riding up here. You know, a lot of places are now going to recyclable bags and, you know, no plastic bags and things of that nature. Well, this one guy actually said, and I found it so asinine that he would even, you know, be a national talk show host and bring this out of his mouth, is that because because the liberals / Democrats wants all this green going on, that the actual shoplifting rate has gone up. What in the hell does one have to do with the other? You know, so you're going to say because the Democrats wanted the green, you know, the recyclable, whatever this mess is they keep talking about, that shoplifting rate has gone up because people are bringing recycled bags back into the store and they stealing more? Really? And you really going to stick to your guns on that? What the heck is really going on with that? Huh? I've said it before, and I will say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it, and maybe one day somebody going to listen to me, and maybe I just have to go out there and start. I'm going to start a group called No Group. That's what we're going to call the name of the group, No Group. We just going to be there. You understand what I'm saying? Why do we always have to come up and put a name on something? Why do we always have to blame someone else? Why can't we say, look, it's a problem, let's fix it? But nobody wants to do that. You know, and I guess it's more money in starting stuff and blaming stuff than anything else. Eric Holder says he wants the state of Texas to be held accountable or request, you know, help anytime that they want to change anything to do with the voting laws in the state. Oh, why did he say that? Oh, my God, a black man has said something about the state of Texas. Now what he's doing is calling the state of Texas racist. Everybody in the state of Texas is racist. Then to top it off, this guy actually went on to say that all the black people that he know, none of them have ever told him that anybody they met in the state of Texas is racist. Now, let me be honest with you here, okay? I don't care what state in the union you go to, if they want to still call it a union, where you will not find some form of racism, some form of bigotry, some form of whatever you want to find, because that's just human beings. Am I right? Can I get an amen? Please, somebody give me an amen on that. And we know it's the truth. So why do we continue to try and fool ourselves and tell and fool other people by saying it doesn't exist, people? What if we were slaves today? Hell, we still are slaves today. We're slaves to the limits that we place on our little feeble behind minds because we won't come to the grip that we got to do better. All this individualism and all that is not getting us anywhere. Now, I know some of y'all, when I asked the question, what if we were slavery and where would we be? I know what y'all's thinking. Y'all think about that old-time slavery, you know, where you had the master with the whip and all that good stuff, and you was on the plantation. Hell, some of you still on the plantation in your mind. Some of you still letting the master hit you with that whip. Now, before some of you get carried away once again, let me go on to clarify this up real fast for you, okay? I didn't say anything about anybody's color now, did I? Now, see, because I know some of y'all getting ready for that. Y'all getting ready to talk about the color. Yeah, he said this and he said that. Let me tell y'all one goddamn on thing. Until you able to the free the limit of your mind and stop holding yourself back, then you'll never be out of slavery. I don't care if you are on the plantation, you getting hit by a whip, you got to push that mule, you never got your 40 acres in the mule, you never did this. Unless you clear your freaking mind, you're not going to get anything because you're still stuck in slavery. Y'all ain't got to give me an amen. I give my dang on self an amen. Amen. That's right. I know y'all think I done lost it today. I haven't lost it. I know what I'm talking about. You know, what if we were in slavery? What would we be doing today? And you know the sad part about it, y'all? You know the real sad part about it? Probably the same thing we're doing right now. You know, nothing. We wouldn't be doing nothing. We'll still be fighting each other. We'll still be trying to point the finger at each other. We're still trying and do, oh man, I'm telling you, we still are in slavery. We are. We still in slavery. Now, I know some of y'all pro-Afro, black, panther-loving, you know, I'm all black man, hear me roar, roof, 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 and all that good stuff, let me tell y'all something. That's fine and dandy if you're roaring and kicking inside your own room, but what about outside? Are you roaring and kicking outside? Huh? Are you helping change anything? Nah, probably not. Right? Right. No, probably not. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, it's going to be all right. I'm just saying. Pianki. Here comes Pianki. Welcome to the show, Pianki. See you in a minute. Pianki say, if it was possible to go back to the point upon arriving to these shores, any black African that reached that for that Bible should be in shot. Well, Pianki, you're right, knowledge. You're right. You're right, knowledge. But you know what? I man, you know what? Y'all are something else. Y'all are something else. So anyway, y'all want to join the conversation today? I'm opening up the phone lines. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. I want to hear what you got to say on this subject today. Hey, we got, what, I wouldn't have to go? Oh, yeah, we have nothing but time, nothing but time. So give me a call. Let me know what you think on the subject. What if we were in slavery today? I know a couple of y'all that biting at the bit to get on. So come on. Hey, you want to get on that? Send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Phone lines are open. Make them ring. Make them do something, y'all. Talk to me. I know I'm not the only one who's feeling this way. But I had to get that out of my mind because I heard all that craziness today on this drive down here. And that crazy talk on the way down here. So it was just crazy. I'm having my roasted green tomatoes and grapefruit juice, Mr. Talk. Okay, do what you want. Gracious says, in the chat room says, if we were still living in Africa, we'd still have to worry about rebels burning down our village. You know what, Gracious? Actually, we'd be burning down our own dango and damn villages. And basically, that's what's going on over there, too. You know what I mean? What we failed to mention is that the tribes are selling off people of the tribes to the white men. You know what? Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. Hold on. Let me bring Chris in. Maybe Chris is going to help me out a little bit because I think I'm about to lose my voice right now because I've been, oh, Lord. Let me go ahead. Big Chris, you're on the air. What's going on, man? Chris, you there? I'm not hearing anything from Mr. Chris. Mr. Chris, you there?
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
I heard something. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Welcome to the show.
All right. Mr. Talk.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I'm not even going to ask how you're doing because I can hear it. I can hear it. How you feeling? How you doing? You turned up. You know what, man? I need to start tuning in the show when it first come on if it's like this. Oh, man. See, I come in the last hour or 30 minutes. Well,
yeah. Go ahead, man.
Off the hammer out today. Speaking of them green tomatoes, I like them fried myself, a little bit of mozzarella cheese and everything on them, bro. But, you know what? I like fried green tomato sandwiches. I love them. I think that, a lot of things. Well, first of all, black people, they're not racist. They can't be. It don't exist. There's no such thing as a black person being racist. If you look up the word racism or racist, it just really means to be the superior over another race from A to Z, everything. You know, if you have it, I'm going to take it. I'm going to turn it. I'm going to take all of your power and assets, and not only that, turn them into mine, take credit for it, and you will submit to my law mentally, and physically and spiritually. Black people haven't done that. They don't own or have enough power to go into another culture and do any of that, put white people or any other culture in poverty and issue out their thoughts and their income. Black people are not racist. I hear a lot of people say, I'm a racist. No, you're not. You might be prejudiced. You don't like what some people do. But
oh, my goodness. Did you just go there? Did you just say that? Let's talk about what is the difference between racist. Let's talk about what the difference between the racist and prejudice is. Let's go and get that on out there.
All right, I got racism out the way. A racist is a person that believes religiously in racism to be superior over another group of people or a race. To a certain extent, the government can be looked upon as racist because they have the power to make the laws, guilty, not guilty, as we just saw a few weeks ago how that went down. That can be a racist card. Like, well, you know, F what you're saying, I have the power and authority to say, you know, well, you know, hey, this is what it is. A person that's prejudiced prejudges, like I do, characteristics of a person. I'm very prejudiced. I'm like, I'm good at being, I'm a good judge of character. Something ain't right about the person, I can read them. If they're not mentally too stable, she's not too mentally stable for me to be in a relationship, or we shouldn't be dating because it's just too much rebelliousness in her or that person I see. Our communication is not going to do so well. I can see from already off the top, you know. That's I'm a prejudiced person. I prejudge the positives and the negatives. That's my
opinion. That's your take on it. You know what? I can't argue with that because it makes sense. So if that's the case, then why in the heck do we have so much problem with our own community? But before you answer that, hold on. Let me bring Ebony in because I think some in our own community are actually racist. You know, I have to say it. They do believe that's the way they feel, that they are better or higher hierarchy than, you know, the common folk. So yes. I mean, like I said before, slavery is all in our mind. We're still under slavery because our minds, we won't let our minds be free enough to get away from it. But I got my phone lines lighting up, man. So let me bring these two individuals on, okay? Hold on. Okay, Ebony.
Hiya.
What's going on?
Hi.
Darling? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Talk. How are you? Hi to your guest. I don't know who that is, but hi. Hi.
Chris.
Oh, hi. Yeah,
it's
that's Chris right there.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi.
And let's see, 111, this must be Maze. Maze? Yep,
yes.
Maze.
It's
yep,
me.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, you were okay.
I didn't hear the buzz.
Listen,
hi, Maze. Before you get started, Maze,
hello,
hold on.
Ebony.
Hold on before you get started. Ebony came in first, so let Ebony get her shot in first, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Ebony.
Okay, so I looked up the, I looked up what the dictionary says about racism. So racism is the belief that all members of each race possess characteristics or abilities specific to that race so as to distinguish it from the other. So prejudice or discrimination is directed against someone of a different race based on a belief, such a belief. So really it's about your belief that you possess certain characteristics that are different to someone else that makes you different from that other group. But I think the reason why I say black people can't be racist, but they can be prejudiced, is because we don't have the power to be racist. I think racism is also based on your ability to be more powerful than the other group. And I think where we are as black people in the world, wherever we are, we don't possess that level of power to subjugate another race below us. So it's about power.
But here's the thing, darling. We're not, you know what, and that's the thing, we're not really trying to get another race. We're too busy trying to enslave our own people. That's what we're doing.
Well, I don't know if we can ever enslave our people. What do you mean by enslaving our people?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess enslave is not a is the wrong word. Hell no, I'm gonna keep saying it. What I'm gonna say is, heck, you know, we continue to hold each other down. We rather see everybody living in a 2-door shack, you know, with a half a bathroom, than to see anybody get do better than what we gonna do.
Well, so we may discriminate. Okay, we may be prejudiced. We may not want, you know, someone to be greater than us, but that does not mean that, you know, we're racist to each other, because we're all the same race. So how do you become racist when you hold the same attributes as the people that you're working against, that you claim that we are working against?
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? You know, you can't share the same attributes and then call that racism. What it is discrimination. So we discriminate against people who are in different ethnic groups. So, if, for example, I'm from the Caribbean, you're from America, I may say as an African-American, you know, you are less than me. Or I may say I'm greater because, you know, Caribbean people we're more sporty, we're more athletic, we are more sexy, we are more, you know, we have better behaviors, we're more financially better off than you. We may discriminate, and that is ethnic differences between us, about ethnic differences, but we're not racist, because racism is about seeing yourself as one race better than another race, and we're all part of the same race, so we just can't. We can't be, there's no way that we can be racist with each other. We could be, a white person could claim that you're racist towards them as a black person, but we don't hold the power to be racist to a white person. So I say the power just separates that. Because if I'm racist to you as a white person, how do I get to be racist when you hold all the power? You hold all the power. You've got more chances of living longer than I have. You've got more chances of being educated more than I have. You have more opportunities to be financially better off than me, because the banks will lend you money where they may not lend me money, right, because of my race. You also have because of that, you have greater mortality. It means that you can live longer than I can live as a black person. So you hold all the keys. You hold the power. What we are is on catch-up. So some of us have a little power, but none of us have as much power as whites. And I'm talking about whites who govern institutions and control power bases. We don't have that.
Okay.
So whatever behaviors we have towards that race is insignificant. We don't have the power.
Oh, interesting. Well, hold on. Let me bring Goofy and Joe in also, so we can go and get this whole round table going. Goofy, Joe, what's going on? I don't know. I know it's Goofy anyway. Don't sound like Joe. 111, you're on the air. How you doing today?
We're more sexy.
That's what I'm saying. Can I speak now, Mr. Talk? The evidence.
Joe,
yes,
you would pick up on that, Joe. You would.
Let Maze go ahead and get hers in. Go ahead, Maze.
If we was in slavery, Mr. Talk, you know what? We wouldn't be wearing labels like we do today. That's part of the problem. We wouldn't wear labels. We'd all be the same as a group of people, the same, with the same name and everything else. We don't wear labels. That's the problem. Your labels get you mixed up. Just be human beings.
Just be human beings.
That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something I've been saying the whole time. So you think that is the problem, huh?
With us, it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about Jordan, but I know about with us.
Wow.
Did you mention my name again?
Yes, she did. Hold on. Let me bring Miss Lady in, because, you know, we want everybody to get a piece of this.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, Miss Lady. How you doing today?
Hi.
Hello, Lady.
Hi, Miss Lady.
Hello. Hello. More athletic? I guess LeBron James and Kobe don't count here, I guess. I don't know. But anyway.
Wait a minute. Everybody talking about no Kobe or LeBron.
What Emily was saying was absolutely true, that black people, they basically are react to a lot of the discrimination that they encounter. It's not like they're the initial aggressor. They react, and then because they react maybe in a negative way, then they're favorably perceived as being racist against them. Oh, it's just a natural reaction to unserving treatment. And she's absolutely right. We don't hold any institutional power. We don't hire people by the hundreds and thousands. We don't. We're not the bank owners and the corporate big-time corporate shareholders. We don't have the, we don't direct institutions of learning, hire, you know, none of that. So, you know, she's absolutely right. Black people can't interpret racism. We are not racist. We can have, you know, ill feelings towards certain groups of people based on their treatment, but we can't be racist. We just don't have the power.
Oh, okay. Hold up. I had to clean up. Go ahead. I had to clean up that noise. Joe, fix your phone. Go ahead, Miss Lady.
Oh, that's all I wanted to say. I just heard the last 10 minutes I logged on, so that's what I heard when Ebony was speaking. So I was
Thank you, Miss Lady. I love you, too.
Oh, Lord. All right. You know what? All right, too much. There's too much of this heat going on today. Hold on, let me bring another caller in. Let me bring somebody else in. I'm telling you, man, I still say,
well,
I don't care what
Eric, I
say.
I don't think we're all sitting here with so many callers. Jesus.
I know, right? They're coming in today, huh? But what I'm about to say is, I still say we can be racist toward each other, and we do it on all the time. But hold on, 314, welcome to the show. Can we get your name and what's on your mind?
I just got through eating my green tomatoes.
Oh, ain't nobody but Pianchi.
What, is he racist against red tomatoes?
Yeah, green tomatoes was given to me. They're very delicious.
They're good, though.
But, hey, you know, I agree with Rush Limbaugh on some of his points, and I agree with the KKK on some of their points.
Me too.
So,
okay.
Go ahead and say. I love. So
when you're hiring people like that, are you trying to be like them?
I agree.
What are you introducing a question like that for? That has nothing to do with what he said.
That's right. How you doing, Joe? Your volume is down a little low.
Can somebody define racism? What is the actual definition?
Racism was always an economic issue until these neo cons have came along, and now it's only evolved to something that a person was a comeback from the grave from the 60s. They wouldn't know what the heck you're talking about.
No, at the beginning of the show, I described racism as...
Yeah, where were y'all at?
What is the actual definition? Can somebody look it up in a dictionary, Webster?
Well, you're always talking against white folks, which
you
want to use their definition for words express your reality.
Wait. Don't be looking it up either, like other shows.
Okay, wait. All right. All right, Miss Lady. Miss Lady. Find a definition for me, Miss Lady. I'm going to get that to you.
I'm driving.
You want that.
I can't do that. I'm driving. Can't do that.
What? You don't have a Siri? Where's your man slave at?
I can't.
Where's your man slave at?
I'm driving. See, that's what
we do. Man slave. Lady got a man slave?
What is
Miss Lady got a man slave.
No kidding.
Yeah, she got a man slave.
Do supremacists and racists come close together?
Yes, it does.
Say what?
It's the same thing. Racism is superiority over another culture or group's thinking, mental, physical, and spiritual being. Black people are not racist. What black people do is practice racism because they are
that
ain't the definition. of racism. Every time Mike Tyson stepped in the ring with a white man, he knocked him out. So how are we going to say that? Come on,
that's
now.
That has nothing to do with racism.
Was always an economic issue. It had nothing to do with liking. Had nothing to do with getting along. Had nothing against hating people.
Everybody, wait a minute. Wait. Calm down. Hold on. Wait. Y'all gonna calm down, damn it. Now I know. I'm trying to fix that. But anyway. Okay. As I was saying, I want to go back to something what Chris said earlier before everybody started talking. Chris, You said that they can't be racist, but what else did you say? They can't but they act racist. They practice racism.
I said two things. There's two things that black people are doing in the community towards each other. They practicing racism on each other based on what society
this connection is bad.
Away from, and they can't retaliate on those groups or issues that have taken things away from them. So the only way they feel like the way to retaliate, it's like a bunch of lions in the cage, and this door is locked. And they're trying to get out. They really want to get out, but they can't. So eventually, over a time period, they're going to be aggressive towards each other until they find a way.
Excuse me.
Can I finish? You be quiet.
And he finished.
They're going to either kill themselves in their cage or find a way to get out. That's what black people do in the community, based on what's been done and treated and the abuse that they've gotten from a racist community that was being that they've been abused by. Black people are prejudiced, where they prejudge things, as I do myself. I'm prejudiced. The good, the bad, the ugly, the pros and the cons and the negatives. That's what I do.
Wow.
So what you're describing, it seems like, is a natural outcome of a systematic mistreatment. But is that aggression and ill behavior, self-destructive behavior, is that the same as racism? No. That's why I said, please, somebody, define what actual racism is. You have to have a basis.
I just did. What do you think racism is? What do you think?
Racism is about a competition. It's a system about a competition for wealth in this country. We was denied the ability to achieve and maintain wealth in our community. There wasn't no whites living in our community. Didn't ever see one. We had our own music. We had our own dance. We had our own food. We went to our own school. But whenever we tried to get jobs in order to better ourselves economically, we were denied. That was racism.
We were denied.
I didn't want to go
date Miss Ann.
The same
system that denied you.
Wait. Hold on. Check this out. P. Yankee, if that's the case, we had all this, why didn't we give our own stuff? Why didn't we give our own people jobs then?
We did give our own people jobs in the neighborhood, in the stores, on the corner, and so forth.
What happened then?
Supermarkets moved in and put them out of. Supermarkets moved in just like Walgreens have moved in and disseminated the local and the mom and pop pharmacies.
No, that's bullshit.
bullshit, my ass. I know what happened on Page and Union. There's a Walgreens on one side of the street, and there's a black. What was a black pharmacy on the other? It's gone.
Wait a minute.
And another thing too, man. I was a racist. I had a white iron worker working for me, a female, and I fired her.
That's not being racist.
That's not being racist.
It was racist,
man. Come on, man.
I fired her for no reason whatsoever, except that they wanted to get rid of her.
That's the way you are, because you hate women.
Did you fire her, Pianke, just because of her color? Or did you fire her because you didn't feel you had use for her?
Actually, we got rid of her because of her sex.
Females cause a lot of trouble in the workplace.
Now you're being sexist.
She happened to be white.
And that's another show.
And she filed an EEOC thing on me, but it went no place.
And
see, women cause a lot of trouble in the workplace now.
That was racism to a certain extent, but she always could go someplace else and work, but we
couldn't.
That
happens to people every day.
Wait a minute. Before we get off topic now. But what I want to ask is, you know, that's fine. Wait a minute. Before I say anything, go ahead, Goofy. Goofy was going to make a point, and we can, and then he can interrupt it.
It's too crowded in here. Y'all can't even see me. But, those communities, black communities that have black store owners, and, you know, they did hire their own. But see, once money is waved in their face, they don't care about their own people. They sold out. And that's how come all these other companies came in and took over. See, there's no loyalty when it comes to business. And you guys have to understand that. If money is thrown in your face, you don't care about those other people. And that's how it goes, and that's how a business goes throughout America. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's true.
I mean, and it's just like, did you see the part of the movie, A Barbershop, when the guy across the street moved in? That's not racism. That's capitalism. Hey, if I got more than you, I'm striving to do better than you, bottom line. This is business. Hey, man, if I'm going to take all the business from you, and that's the part, that's the kind of business I'm in, that's what I plan on doing. That's not racism. That's just...
That's competition.
It's capitalism.
Ain't nothing wrong with... There's nothing wrong with capitalism.
Right? Otherwise, everybody's going to be fucking walking around in circles.
Hold on.
The reason why
on.
Black people got fucking lynched and beat up and everything prior to the Civil Rights movement
he
was
hide.
Because white people thought of black people as inferior creatures.
And still do.
Same thing like in India, when there's a caste system, even though they have the same color, they have a different type of caste system, and the upper caste hates the lower caste because it's a question of superiority versus inferiority. So that's the very basic thing.
Thank you, Joe. Let me ask Joe. Let me prove an example with Joe. Joe, you are white in this country. Am I right?
I am a pale face.
Well, okay. Tell all the black people on this show that you love them, you don't hate them no more, and maybe they will settle
really?
Down.
Well, Joe, we don't tell you.
No,
you're
no
not.
Way.
We're not inferior to
really?
You. Tell
zap these motherfuckers. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, they get them. Hold on, let me bring Renee in.
Me? Was I zapped or was May zapped?
P. Yankee was zapped. Go ahead,
oh,
Renee. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, I have to say that, you know, it's hard to understand what you guys are saying because everybody's talking at the same time. But, you know, if you're just discussing racism in a whole, Joe is right in that instance. That's initially what racism is. But then there's another gentleman that said, you know, back in the day where black people used to hire their own people, and that was the way that it was because black people couldn't get jobs in a white society. The times have turned. So what Gooby just said is exactly how business is today. It's become capitalism because it's each man for himself. And when you get out there in the working world and you are a business person like I am, it's whoever has the best product at a cheaper rate is where you're going. And that's where we are. Each person is for themselves. It doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're white. You can do what you need to do. You just have to step out there and take the opportunity to do it.
And what's the
and
business
also
you're,
said that they
you're in charge of, my dear?
And also Joe said it was inferiority.
Right.
And do you think they feel that way?
That's the premise of racism. Otherwise, if you take the superiority inferiority out of it, what you've got is competition.
What I'm saying, Joe, when they had their own places, it was competition at the time when they burned Black Wall Street down. That was competition.
But the reason why they built down, they burned down Tulsa and they burned down Rosewood was because there was a false accusation of some kid having raped some fucking chick. And he didn't rape the chick. He just got inside the elevator and she just fucking had hormones that day, and then she cried rape, and then Tulsa got burned down.
But Joe, wasn't the competition with the white Caucasian people? Yes, it was.
Whites wasn't even in the town. They didn't have any businesses in the town.
There was no white
competition.
Said,
for what? Blacks wasn't selling the white community.
I'm trying to ask Joe something, not you.
Oh, and there's Ebony. Hi, Ebony. Yeah. Have you been?
Ebony, cut that phone off.
I didn't know we were in the elevator.
Yeah, I know.
We're
three
out of minutes
yet. She's
the woman with the hormones. Where's she at?
She's going up to
the
floor.
To the point. So it was competition, wasn't it, Joe?
What, man?
Wasn't it competition? Because if you had a bank on one side of the street, they had a bank on one side of the street, their bank got burnt down. So what did that put them?
Not in those two towns. There was no, as far as I know, there were no white people in those two towns.
I'm saying, but that was competition if they had the same thing you had across the street.
Yeah, but the reason why the towns got burned
down. And after
down
that happened,
wasn't,
everything changed. Education
it wasn't
was just
because of competition. If it were white
no.
versus white, I'm sure
right.
this
no,
town would
no.
not have been burned down. It would have
they
been
don't have to go to you to get
something
anything.
Else.
Well,
they
blacks burned down towns in Detroit. They burned down towns in L.A.
We talking about
oh, that was, those were riots, though, right?
Those were riots.
Yeah.
Tulsa was a riot, too. Black shot killed white.
About a riot.
Hey, I'm trying to explain something to you. You had farmers in Mississippi.
Okay. All right, damn it. I said, y'all don't be listening to me. I muted y'all, damn it. He escaped, but he escaped. Now, since everybody wanted to talk at one time, we going to the what? The 3-minute time rule. That's right. Y'all forgot about that, huh? I know y'all did. But you know what? That's right. Joe on the bottom, he got away, but it's okay. So we're going to... That's why he's giggling. I could see my lizard. He would have got it, too. All right, now. So since he's giggling like a little girly, we're going to give him the first 3 minutes. Go, Joe.
Can you give me the 3 minutes because I'm a girl?
Joe, 3 minutes of tight ticking. Your 3 minutes are ticking. What you want to say?
I'm saying racism is a matter of inferiority versus superiority, and I wasn't giggling like a girl. Yeah. Zap you with my imaginary zapper.
No, okay.
And
anyway,
let me see, what else? The competition. Look, if you take the inferiority, superiority out of it, then you've got capitalism. But the reason why black people got killed, got murdered, lynched, and maimed and all of that is because you were thought of as inferior creatures. It wasn't because there was competition. Yeah, you can kill people because of competition like Rockefeller did, but the mental aspect, the psychological aspect, the sociological aspect came into play with the racism. It's plain and simple. God, why do people keep talking around and around and around in fucking circles?
All right. Well, thank you, Joe, for that. Now,
all right.
You go into the queue. Okay. All right. Hello, Miss Renee. 3 minutes. Go for it. Oh, Lord. Renee?
I have to agree. Have to agree with Joe in this instance. I mean, that's what racism is all about. It's about people who feel that they are superior to one of another group of people. And when you feel like you're superior over them, then you assert your will over them. And once you assert your will over them, then they kind of take on this, I don't want to be controlled attitude. And so that's what racism is all wrapped about. So if you're thinking that it's capitalism or if you're thinking that it's competition, there's no way that it can be a competition when one group feels that they're superior over another group. That's all I have to say.
All right. Ooh, boy, that's a lot. Thanks, Renee. Maybe bring old Mr. Pianki in. Go for it, Pianki.
Well, racism is a compound word. Race is a competition between runners, horses, vehicles, etc. It's a situation when people compete to be first or achieve something. Ism is an unspecified system. That's exactly what it is. It's about competition. And when somebody prevents you from having access to what you need in order to improve yourself, as many immigrants come to this country for, and that's wealth, then we consider that as racism. In the 60s and the early 70s, when I went over to Union Pacific to apply for jobs with some older young men in the neighborhood, while they were filling out their application, I asked the guy, the white man, could I have an application? He asked me two questions. One, have you ever bumped your shin on your leg? I said, yes. Two, he asked me, have you ever bumped your elbow on a desk or on a corner of a desk? And I said, yes. He said, well, just those things would cause you to accumulate calcium in those spots, and that would disqualify you for this job. That was racism. He didn't ask me, did I want to come sit down at his table and eat? He didn't ask me if I wanted to date his daughter. He didn't ask me if I was Googling his wife's butt with my eyes. He kept me from having the access to having the job so I can bring in income and better myself. That was racism back then.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for that. And we're going to keep on moving on. But before we do, we're at the halfway point of the show. And I want to say, well, thanks, everybody, for participating. And this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. You want to join the conversation? No problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Get in on the conversation. We having a good one right about now. Woo! And here we go. Talk to me, my boy.
My 3 minutes starting now?
Yes, your 3 minutes start now.
Okay, I was just pressing the clock because I want all my 3 minutes. Racism was invented probably by the guy who believed that the world was flat. See, back then people were afraid of little things. And somebody had an idea and it went great for a while for them, but on the other side it didn't. People need to understand that people are people. Regardless of what color you are, a white person could turn black if they stay in the sun for a long time. It don't matter. Skin color has nothing to do with what the person has to offer or what the person has to show for. A white, black, Hispanic, Asian, don't matter. Each one of those men has the same opportunity as everybody does to succeed in life. But it's their choice on how they want to succeed. And I still believe that racism will still be here until parents stop teaching this stuff. Just stop it. Whatever happened in the past, it happened. Let's look forward to the future because the kids are our future. If they're going to live on the past, then we're going to still have the same problems as the past. And I'm done.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Woo, boy, I'm telling you, I'm enjoying this. And this forum is kind of good because it gives everybody a chance to say what they want to say, and then y'all can think about your responses. So let me bring Ms. Mays in. Go ahead, Mays. You on the go for it.
Yes, I want to discuss when we discussed Black Wall Street and competition with racism, and that's when it starts coming about. When you destroyed the homes of the people that was competing against you, had the opportunity to not be just as good as you were, and then you didn't have to teach them anything. You didn't have to do all these things. But you can look up Wall Street and find the history of Wall Street to see what I'm really talking about. And when it came to the education system that we've been through the years, from the 60s or 40s or ever how on up, we didn't do any of those curriculum that's in those books. That was an ism against our children and some of us, because there were HBC schools before those other schools when they switched over and got into them. So we want to, and then these conservatives and all these people talking about they conservatives and the rebel flag, it goes right along with what's wrong with the country today. And then we don't look at our history. We don't want to go back there and look at what's really wrong and what happened, because C.J. Walker was the first one to lend this country some money. We back in the same shape we were. That's why America's the way it is today. We don't even own half of the country that we used to. And the same thing that happened to us has happened to America, and we had fought for it, and we didn't have anything to do with it. And if my 3 minutes are not up, I'm finished.
Well, good. And anyway, okay, I'm going to save that one. But go ahead. Thank you, Mays. All right, Ebony, are you on the phone? No. Well, she's not off the phone. Go ahead, Big Chris. You up.
Okay. I got a lot to say within this time period that I have. As I said at the beginning of the show, originally, my original thought was, racism is having superiority over another group to take away their belief system, how they choose to live, their religion, who they choose to be with in a relationship, just their everyday thought process. A racist person enjoys and practices this religiously to down and beat down another person or a group to make them less than, and they're now the racist person is greater. They're on top. Now, as far as those that are miseducated about saying that it's a competition and it has something to do with Wall Street and those remarks that were very silly about it's a sport. You know, that was an ignorant comment, very ignorant, to say that racism is a sport. Okay, Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs is a sport, a competition. You had some people on one side cheering for this side, and you had others cheering on one side. Then you had some like myself saying, hey, you know what? Both of them is doing a great, great job in their profession, and whoever wins is the better winner. But when it comes to racism, I'm not cheering for the person that's trying to keep their neck on my foot. I mean, keep their foot on my neck. Excuse me. That's just foolish. That's not the competition I want to be a part of. See, so a person that believes in racism as a competition, they're already in an upper middle class, successful, settled life where they don't see only what they see around them, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, a person, a black man or a black woman that shoots a white man, I think it's self-defense, me personally. It is nothing but, and that's why gun laws are so hard to pass up here in the Midwest, because once it passed, black people are going to start doing what George Zimmerman did, shooting black men for no reason. So, you know, that's my take on it. Racism is a superior, you know, religion to, you know, weaken another religion. It's not a competition. It's not no winner or loser, and hey, they get trophies for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's my thing on it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Chris. And that was deep. But here, let me throw this out there real fast. Now, you know, for some reason, we started talking about slavery and got on racism. That's cool. But here's my thought process on this. Could it possibly be that we are slaves to the thought of racism, to our own racism within our own little freaking minds? Is it really as bad out there as we say, or are we creating our own personal slavery to use as a crutch or an excuse not to go and meet our full potential? What do y'all think about that? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. And let me open it up talking to Renee. Let me open it up with Renee. Go ahead, Renee.
I think that could be possible as far as making ourselves slaves or keeping ourselves in a situation where we stay slaves. But I also think that this country is built on immigration and bringing other countries to this country to make them successful. And I think if you change your mindset of where you're at now and look to see that there's something bigger out there and that you can do better, then I think you will be trapped. I mean, there's lots of black people today that still live in the same neighborhoods that they grew up in, and they don't see that there's any way out. And there's always a way out. There's always, you can always do better. But if you don't have a positive mindset, then you'll be trapped. That's why you still have generations and generations of people that are poor. That's why you still have generations and generations of people that still are gang members. You still have generations and generations of their just mindset is just trapped in this ignorant world to think that they cannot do better. I always say that education is the best way to get out. If you're educated or if you get your education, then you can do better by yourself, by your children, by your family. But we as black people, we get ahead and we forget about our family. And I think family is the basis of why this country is the way it is today. Family. You have to have a family to be successful. And because the family lifts you up, the family supports you when you're down, the family will be there for you to have your back. But we as black people, we do not stay together. We separate. Other countries, they bring their other family members over here. They help them be successful. They become doctors and lawyers. And they are doing so much better than us. And we've been here, even though we came here as slaves, we still have a slave mentality. So until we release our minds from that slave mentality, we have to live in black neighborhoods. We got to live in the ghetto. I mean, come on, we can evolve from that. We can grow from that. But we choose not to for some reason. I don't know why, but we do.
All right. Thank you, Renee. Oh, boy, that was good. I almost started shouting there for a hot minute, but okay. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me bring P. Yankee in. All right, Mr. P. Yankee.
What do you want me to say now?
Okay.
As I said before, y'all call racist, what you call it today, blacks call it anything that move or jump, they call it racist. And it's not. That stuff about racism is about economics. That's all it ever was. White supremacy is a whole different thing. Racism is not our major problem today. And I don't know why can't we keep on. What do you want to do? Want white folks to say they love you, they like you? It ain't even no white folks in many of these urban cities. They left a long time ago. So now we got Asians controlling the economics. You got Mideasterners controlling the economics. So what are we going to call them? Judases or something? Blacks don't have to be the way they are. Hey, in this city, you got blacks deciding to bus black children 40-minute ride into white enclaves. White folks don't want that. They built that stuff for themselves. They ain't saying you can't live in them. But damn, you got your own school districts. You build new buildings. You have technology, broadband, and internet infrastructure throughout the district. And I'm talking about one that I know. You have state-of-the-art athletic facilities, track and field, and you still can't get it right with the education of your children. So now you want to take your children and bus them into white enclaves. That is stupid. And white folks need to open their mouth and say something instead of being scared of calling
racist.
Okay.
Well, what are you
doing
about it, Pianki?
What do you mean, what am I doing about it?
I'm asking, what are you doing about it?
I lived in that district for 42 years. I know what's going on in this district. It's ignorant.
How come you can't expose it? You know
I can't even understand. I can't even understand what you're saying, let alone respond to your question.
Jesus, all right.
I wanted to say something.
Good way of getting out of it.
I wanted to speak on something he said, and he did expose something that black people do. And I commend you for that, sir. Black people here in America, we talk about what black people ain't doing, what black people ain't doing, and want to stay in the ghetto and all them stereotypes and everything. But the number one issue why 98.99% of black people are not successful, it's not education, because education, that's bullshit. You got master's, PhDs, and professors out here with tons of master degrees still can't get their shit together. So it's not education. The problem is black people are still big in white
Chris,
America.
You need to get in one spot.
The problem is black people are still asking and begging for the crumbs on the table for America to let them into their white society for equality. That's not going to happen. Stop begging. The door, white people, like he said, they don't even exist anymore. They don't even have too much power. White people say, listen, y'all can go. Get off the plantation. You're not a slave. We still, we as a whole, if you're part of this, you say we too. If you're part of the black community, you'll say the same thing. We still want to stay on the plantation and be a slave. Voluntarily. We want to volunteer to be a slave. We're still
saying. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Can you please let me in? I want to be in your corporate because I'm too lazy and too damn ignorant to ask you how do I get up off my ass and start my own corporation, not a business, some damn corner store. Fuck that. I want a corporation like you did. And if I have to start from the bottom, I'll do that. But I want it, please. We want to stay on the house nigger, the field nigger. Still want to be nigger, like the word I said, nigger, and keep begging. And that's why we ain't got to do no damn education or family. And I'm pissed, but I'm done.
Well, he absolutely right. If you don't have no business, you get the best politics your money pays for. You don't have any businesses, you don't have no politics. You don't have any politics, then you got silly laws. Like if you caught with a joint right. of marijuana, you go to jail for 10 years. Well, if you control the politics, you can set the laws and say if you get caught with one marijuana joint, you get a slap on the wrist.
black
in your own community,
white America, to let them in their corporation. It's not going to happen.
And I don't blame white folks. You can't blame white folks for that.
They don't have corporations anymore. That's the problem. Half of them just don't. Owned by somebody else.
Whatever. Be a part of my society. I want to see that white man and his family. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Inferiority is going to be gone. And the Supreme is going to be gone.
Black people want to be so white American colonized, it's a damn shame. Instead of shaking their hand with me, and come to me and let's work things out together. You want to go to, actually, you're right. White folks ain't got that much. We give them more credit
than they deserve. That's the problem.
And
you give them more credit than they got.
White people be like, what? Are you serious? I ain't superior over nothing. I just lost my job yesterday.
I wanted to know is they keep on talking about the educational system. Did y'all know they took 30,000 teachers out of the black schools?
Thank you.
Once upon a time. That's why our education system went out the door.
They did that during the 1954 board versus.
Like they're doing it now.
Well, you know why they're doing it now. Because you don't have the children to go to school. You bought the children.
You know why they're doing it now. Because it's just the money market. Just like we've been property at one time.
You know, we talked about that this morning on another show.
Yeah, we know we talked about that on another show. But Mr. Talk, I would like for you to have a show one day telling how the black community got in the shape that it's in.
I told you how. They want to be white.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying the community.
Like white people want.
Before the 70s, how the community got in the shape that was in. I mean, when you're talking about this, when you have a show on that.
That's one of the reasons.
Nobody here is not saying that whites use certain methodologies to hold black people down. We all know that happened.
And you got a lot
but
of
there,
apologetic.
But there was one point. There was one point. There was one point in the mid '60s, the early '70s, where blacks should have went in one direction, and I think they went in the wrong direction.
And they went.
I think they went in the wrong direction too.
And they're still going in the wrong direction based on what.
And what was that direction? What was the direction they went? And what was the wrong direction?
The wrong direction was trying to again. Anybody listening? To try and be accepted in white America.
They should have did just like the Mormons did.
He ain't got nothing.
That's what they should have did. Just stay where they were.
We ain't got nothing. Here, you want some land? Because there's nothing here. America is one of the poorest countries in the world.
And this is exclusive. This is exclusive to.
Did black people ever have land, Pianki?
Yeah, blacks had land. They still do. Yeah. They had a whole lot more than what they do now.
Why are they losing their land now?
Well, because, let me give you an example. Africans come here and they work. They send money back home. Blacks left the South and went to the North and started working. They didn't send money back to the South, back home, to pay for their taxes on those lands.
Yes, they did. Why are the black farmers having a problem now? Because they couldn't get the same loans everybody else to keep their farms.
Well, that's a whole different issue. That is a different issue.
That's how they lost their farms, Pianki.
Okay, wait a minute.
So you saying people physically went in and took their farms?
They could not get the money that they needed to run their farms. That's why a lot of them lost. Why did they file a suit, Pianki?
I can fix this. I said, hold on, wait a minute, put a stop to it. Okay, dang.
Okay. Woo.
All right. I got a question that just came up. And, you know, Pianki and Mays didn't go back and forth. You know, that's like two bricks being thrown up at a net mine. Anyway, it's like this. Are we a slave to assimilation? Are we slaves to assimilation? Basically, that's what Big Chris is saying, I think. No, we're slaves to trying and be like the white race instead of, you know, trying to make things work on our own. You know what I mean? So am I on the right track, or is it more to it than what I just said? Y'all talk to me. Let's talk about it.
I think there's more to it.
I understand
what Chris is saying, and I can respect that. But the bottom line is, why do you think that we as African Americans have to do better by pretending to be white? Why can't we just be the best black people that we can be? For generations, we were educators. We were entrepreneurs. We were doctors. We were lawyers. We had our own things going, but for some reason, we settled for less. Why can't we just be the best people that we can be? Why do we have to be pretending to be white? Why can't we say we want to live in a nice neighborhood because we want to live in a nice neighborhood as an African American? I don't get that.
Because I really believe it's like the white or the society. When society sets, I've seen this so much, just in the behavior of my own, our own community. If I say this, if a white man says the same thing I say, it's more there's more of a consciousness going on with the black community, most of the black community. If I say something, I'm an angry Black Panther that hates white people. But if a white man says white people are oppressing black people, there's a press conference about it. It really is. And I don't understand that if we're saying the same thing.
Well, you know, another thing, too, one of the detriments in black society is that you got what we consider our upper middle class and our upper class blacks won't come back and do the things that you see other people in those same economic categories do. You don't expect Ray Ray and Bay Bay to open up in a business or manufacturing production, but you have blacks who do have those skills because they're already running somebody else's business, but they won't come out and compete against the businesses that they work for. I mean, you can't go to a Harvard and learn how to be a mechanical steel erector, for instance. You have to do that on the job, don't work for somebody else. And at some point in time, you say, well, I'm going to do this for myself and hire the people that can't get hired, you know, through the normal chain of fashion. That's who the marches and the pickets should be on. You need to go picket their house, go in their enclaves and picket them and say, look, we depend on you. You benefited from the civil rights movement. You benefited from when cities were burned down and looting and robbing. You benefited because the ones that done the burning, the ones that was throwing the cocktails and the one that was throwing the bricks, when white society, or should I say white system, did break down, they didn't hire them. They didn't send them to school. They brought the ones that stood on the side, the Condoleezza Rices in them.
Mr. Talk, when we had all of those things that we all, before burning and all this stuff came about, where did those people go? After they closed them down and then states when they couldn't do the things that they were doing, where did those people go? Did they all just die off, or some of them still living?
Okay, you broke up. I'm trying to catch up. Where did who go?
She
we
always
had our
broke.
Own hospitals. You had a hospital in Tuskegee. It was a black hospital. You had a whole lot of different things. You had congressmen, senators. They were black back in the day. See, people don't talk about it. When things were being controlled in the government had the right, and they got rid of those too.
We have black ones now.
I'm not talking about these black ones now. They don't own nothing. They ain't had no property like those back in the days had. They had money. They was competing.
Okay.
It's like I'm saying, they was competing. And this is why they had a plan to disturb the community to put it the way it is now. Because you can have foreigners come over here, they can get tax deduction. We ain't never had no tax deduction. After all of the things that happened to us, there has never been any tax deduction for none of the Americans as black.
Okay, when did black people ever own any damn thing? Because you talk
black,
like talking
it's
about
just like I told you, if you go look at your history, you will know. You're just arguing about something that you don't ever know happened in the country.
Excuse me. You like to talk about the way it was back in the day and where they go. Well, why don't you ask that? Wait a minute. Can you listen? Black people own shit that was given to them based on certain criteria, motives that they would do and look good in the community. Let's keep that shit real.
Really? It was not. It was a community.
Hold
as
on.
I'm saying. Is it
can
like the
listen?
People are still?
Who you
is one man
can
that still?
Listen?
Can
black
I finish?
Was given
can I,
shit
can I finish? There's one man that's still alive from Black Wall Street. He is still waiting for his money where the government burned him out. That whole town. It was a whole town that was burned out.
Situation that was like.
So when you go find out about that history, you'll understand about
race, politics, and all of that.
Zap him, Mr. Tuck.
Why you got to have me zap? Nobody zapped you.
Because both of y'all talking at the same time. It sounds like a bunch of mumble jumble.
Well, what do you think you're
talking about? I ain't dumb. I'm far from dumb being blind from my history.
That's what I'm saying. You go look at the history and see what black people owned back in the day. And when the digits were taken out of the classroom and all of that. Really?
They misnamed Maze. She should have been named Days.
Well, I was named when my parents gave me, so don't worry about it. You should have been named.
But we have to give each other an opportunity to respond.
See, once again, thank you.
If you want to be ignorant, be ignorant. But if I want to explain something, could you?
Okay. We shutting them down now. y'all making my throat hurt, damn it. Go ahead, Renee. I think Renee was saying something. Ebony music went off. Kristen got quiet. Jojen went to sleep. Oh, Lord have mercy. Can anybody? Go ahead.
We need to respect each other's time. Renee's talking over Chris. Chris is talking over
I
Matt.
Didn't go to sleep. I don't know if I'm unmuted or not.
But other people want to respond, but you keep jabbing at each other and just give it a second and let each other say their piece like adults would. Then maybe everybody would get an opportunity to talk and not get
that. Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
See, Renee got it. Saying, yeah.
All right. Hello?
Useful. Yeah, go ahead, man.
What I was saying was black people ain't owned nothing for another black. I mean, just recent. Nobody. You can't tell me anybody in history from. We want to, you know, talk about what black people were owning. No, it was given to them. It were government loans. It was stuff that was done behind the scenes to make it seem as if they were that them people were better mm-hmm. off mm-hmm. in the black community because they owned something. But at the end of the day, they had nothing.
Well, that's not true. Blacks did own a lot of things that wasn't given to them by the government.
No, they didn't.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know how old you are.
Blacks had all dynasties and everything else.
We all talking at the same time.
Here we go.
Black people have never
owned Chris.
Completely without the white or society being involved. When you own something, like I own something. There's no outside or inside. I'm in control. I have say. I make the decisions. I'm the HNIC. There's nothing above. I'm superior over what I own. Black people have never been superior over what they own.
Look,
and it might be hard pill to swallow, but it's true.
Yes, they have. They have for years, for generations. Look,
right.
I'm in the beauty industry. Barbershops for generations were solely black owned. The whole industry in itself was run by a black woman. So do not give me that crap that says that, no, black people didn't own anything. Back in the day, back in the 60s and the 70s, we had shoe stores. We had grocery stores. We had pharmacies. We had the local fruit market and the meat market. Back in the day in the 60s, black people owned those things. They weren't given to by the bank because the bank wouldn't give them a loan. They couldn't get a loan from the bank.
Go hardly.
Okay, so
I thought I said that.
Say all that about black people never own nothing. That's a bunch of crap. You don't know what you're talking about. Get your education. That's what I tell you. Learn about what you're talking about before you get up and you say stuff. Look, the bottom line is this. Black history is just that. Black history. Learn about your black history before you start talking about stuff you don't know.
Black who history? His history or our history?
No, black history.
Black
African American history. Not just history. We all have a history, man. We all have a history. You have ancestors that came before you, and they showed you what you need to be done in life. Look, everybody has ancestors, man. You are handsome from an A.
Fuck that.
Okay?
80% of black history is bullshit. No.
Well, blacks, listen.
Without black history,
blacks,
we wouldn't have a stop sign. We wouldn't have open-heart surgery. Come on, man.
No,
black people did tons of
things. He's talking about owning. He's talking about owning enterprises, but blacks did own enterprises. Jake Simmons created an oil dynasty in the 1920s leading up into the 1970s. He was an intermediary between the likes of Standard Oil, Mobil and others between them and African countries, especially Nigeria. He owned oil wells and oil and gas wells in Houston. You had the Claude Anderson's family own the Safe Bus Company, which had over 500 buses in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So, yes, blacks had a lot of enterprises and things of that nature.
Well, where is
what
it
happened
now?
To it?
You don't have enough of them. Place? You have them, but you don't have enough of them.
Okay. All right. Well, we're entitled to our opinions. I know.
I'll put a link in the paper on. I'll put a link in the chat room on Jake Simmons.
Okay.
Because all right. Go ahead, Chris.
You don't own anything as far as a a bakery. You might think you own it, but what's underneath it? That's what's important. The land, man.
Lowell Hawthorne done $100 million in 2011 in his bakery in the Jamaican community in Jamaica, Queens, New York.
We're going to shut this business down, whether you like it or not, including your home you think you own. It's not yours. You think you own it. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. This is... You know, some get on here to be entertained. I'm sorry.
Chris, the way you're talking, nobody owns anything.
Yeah, it's one thing. It's one thing to blame white folks for one thing, but you tell them black folks they can't own anything. That's not true.
I didn't say they
the buildings that fell down in 9/11. You got blacks that put those buildings like that up in other parts of the country.
Okay.
They built the whole capital. They built Washington D.C.
You got blacks that's putting bridges across rivers.
They didn't do nothing. They get paid for it.
In America today.
So if they build it, they should own it. Black people should own Washington, D.C.
Why is that?
Oh, my goodness.
How do you think they're going to own Washington, D.C.? But the simple fact is that we are having this conversation right now on the radio, and we can't even agree upon one thing. You have to think they're going
to
agree upon our own.
We all are
talking at the same time.
If we built America, we own it. Okay?
Yeah,
we weren't the only ones building on America, man. Come on. That's what makes
us
a melting pot.
Somebody just said that black people designed, and it's true, the whole entire area of Washington, D.C. Then by right,
they
should own it.
They built the White House.
A lot of people building houses now. They don't own them. They just build them, and other people
Hispanics built
they
my
own.
House. They don't own it. I own it.
They don't, no.
No, I own it.
Let's get out that attitude that black people were owning shit. They were running a business.
I run a business every day, man. I run a business every day. And it's successful, and I'm doing fine with it.
Right.
I've been running a business on my own for 27 years, and it's doing just fine.
Okay, congratulations.
Don't sit here and say that I'm not the only one.
But a lack of knowledge. That's all it is. A lack of knowledge.
No, Jesus
we
Christ.
We have to get our education so that we can step out from
let's
behind
get away from
this,
this
attitude that everybody is ignorant. Everybody
has a good point, but we're dwelling a lot on this. Chris is right in one way, but it also affects everybody in the nation, just not white people. What he's saying, but what he's not saying, is that even if you own something, for example, if you own a house, you got a 30-year mortgage, you haven't paid off that mortgage, it doesn't belong to you. And even if you do pay off the mortgage, it still doesn't belong to you because you got to pay property taxes. And if you got enough money to pay property taxes, the government can come along and say the adjoining land is a wilderness. What do they call it? A wilderness, the environmental thing, and you can't even hunt on your own land. And let's say you get a waiver to do that, they can still come along with eminent domain. So nobody actually owns free and clear anything. But, Chris, for you to say that no black people ever owned anything, when Renee is telling you and Pianki's telling you they own their own businesses and they're making money, that's kind of, not seeing it either. So
okay.
can we get finished this and go on? Because this thing is going to be another round-robin thing.
Yeah, let's go on to the next thing, Joe.
Is this a talk show?
I thought it was. I was letting y'all two get out for a minute.
Myself.
You know, I was
Maze,
enjoying it.
You better back off, because when I see you, I'm going to surprise
myself.
You.
Yeah, right.
So look, I'll let y'all duke it out. I was enjoying it. I figured somebody would figure it out eventually and, you know, come up with something.
Yeah, the two controllers. I thought it was Mr. Talk.
I just don't like the word black owned put together. Because
man, blacks own a whole lot of stuff. They just don't do enough of it. I keep telling you. We could talk about that for hours.
Man,
what's the whole thing? Why they can't
look at what black Americans are doing over in these African countries?
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's because we're selfish as a group.
Look,
we are all selfish.
Nobody owns anything. If you really want to get down with it, the Rothschilds own every fucking thing in the world. So I mean, technically, but you can make money. You can make money.
Okay. There are black people that own, like she just said, I own a business, you do, but it's not worldly enterprise. But 27 years you rent it, that's great. Congratulations for you.
No, but my uncle owns a black communications company just fine. He's worldly.
I don't understand this, Chris.
He's around the global and owns it.
He owns the controlling shares of stock in the company.
No, he owns it. He owns it.
That's what I'm saying.
He owns it, and he's been doing everything for this business from the ground up. Okay, and he's a major player. I mean, there's tons of them out there. So the bottom line is, you're saying that black people don't own anything, and that's not true.
I thought you said it was your business you own.
I own my business. I'm in the beauty industry. Been there for 27 years. My uncle owns his own company. He owns a corporation. He's got offices from here, across the seas, Germany. He owns it. He didn't help me with my business, and I definitely didn't help him with his business. But we come from a long line of entrepreneurs. So we knew from the beginning, as a young child, my grandmother used to talk to us about it. You know, you're not going to get anything together in this world unless you find it out for yourself. So we are selfish. We're selfish people. If you're interested in things that you're not, that's why we can't get together and run anything together, because we're selfish.
It's a lot of people that own stuff.
Of people.
It's a lot of people that own things.
People to come and help you.
I want to go into business with Maze.
There's a lot of people that own things that we don't even know anything about. You have young kids owning companies that belong to them. They started with
what you said, Joe?
Why would you want to do that?
Maybe I need you to slap me.
You had a lapse in memory for a minute.
It's some green tomatoes.
Ooh. Oh, green tomatoes again. Yeah, well, damn, I love them tomatoes, boy. Oh, my God.
Who else want to talk while I'm trying to talk? Now, y'all know I'm not on the big mic, so y'all want to play me today. That's okay. I can shut you down, dang it. I can shut you down. That's right. Y'all know I'm on this old crazy hotel Wi-Fi, whatever, in plain old Texas. But anyway, check this out. Here's a question. I heard something, and I thought about this. And it kind of goes along with what Renee was saying. You know, Yankee says, look at all the Americans in Africa doing so-and-so. Are they really helping, or are they taking advantage of the situation that has presented itself over there as far as bettering yourself financially?
Helping.
Helping?
I mean, you don't own a business by yourself. You have to have an indigenous person as a business partner.
Most people that come from Africa that come over here, and disagree with me if you want, and we could go 30 minutes again with this, because I'm probably going to be corrected again. But most people that come from Africa, and I don't blame them, they don't come to the black community and help the black community.
Don't say that.
They are told, okay, see, I knew it. Can't even finish a thought, Mr. Talk, without her running her mouth and trying to cut me off. They are told.
All right, man.
They are told to come into the black, away from the black community and focus on, because you're not part of the black community. I was told this by a Somalian woman that came from Somalia, that black people, black Americans are not supposed to be in a relationship with black women from Africa or Somalia, or do anything with them. So when they come here, they own business. This is a business. This is a corporate area for them. They stay on their business, or they take money and, like you said, and send it back home.
They're not here to help us.
I don't know what she told you that. I know I'm married to a Ghanaian woman. She's African.
Okay.
Well, this
well,
is where I help. But help. You live over there in Africa. Shit, they probably think you one of them anyway. So what you talking about?
So they look at my shoes.
Look, you spend more time in Africa than you do in the United States. You one of them. Oh, hush up, man. Go ahead, Uncle Chris.
I'd like to get my ass out of the United States and go to another country to find some good
companions. Joe, you can come over. You can come stay with me over there as long as you want, Joe.
Stay over in Africa?
Yeah.
They don't want you over there, Joe.
Thanks for the invite.
They don't want you over there, Joe.
I never had anything to go to Africa.
Joe's a good man. Y'all stop talking mean about Joe.
No. Joe, they
look
like Joe.
Well, look,
Joe's my friend.
I'm just going to say it like this. Joe, if you want to go, take your monkey ass on, okay? Just go. They got plenty of sheep
over there
for
you.
They just go for
it.
That's some young black males doing copper mining in Zambia. I haven't been able to catch up to talk to any of them, but that there is highly unusual for. Well, it's not unusual because you have blacks here that does mining. But to go into another country and mine resources is . It's very, kind of odd. And that's the thing to do.
Because it's big money.
That's what it is.
That's what China's doing.
China, who cares? Hell, that's
but we care as a whole. China's buying up all the natural resources and crowding out America, as if America gives a rat's ass about the citizens anyway.
Hell, I mean, we destroying our own, so why are we going to worry about somebody else buying it up? I mean, come on, really. Let's be real about the dang on thing. And Joe, you know what? If you had a bunch of 10, 11 year olds running around, you'd be crazy too. But look, y'all, it's like this. Slavery, I'm saying we're slave to our own limits that we place on our mind. That's the slavery we're dealing with right
and
now.
And I agree and with until, you too, Mr. Tuck.
Until we learn to unleash what we have and make some things happen, then we're never going to be out of slavery. It may not be physically, but it is mentally and intellectually. And no, you can't ask your question until you get your last 5 minutes to talk. Now, it's my turn to talk because I feel like talking. Now, anyway.
What's wrong with you today? Shit.
Say what?
God damn.
My show.
He wants you to be quiet so he can
talk.
I understand that, but Jesus Christ. I feel like the illegitimate stepchild.
Well, you know, look, in the kind of way, you are kind of the token. I had to get that one in there.
Oh, you're laughing like a girl, man.
Well, you the one was giggling earlier.
Well, so what?
Anyway, but yeah, honestly, though, and realistically, that's the way I look at it. You know, the only thing we're slavery to is the limits that we have in our heads. You know, until we realize that we can go beyond whatever we want to, by just going beyond the boundaries and working together, it'd be a wonderful thing. But we've never worked together because we hard at it, and we don't like to see each other advance. That's where I see it anyway. That's just my point of view. Oh, wow. Okay, now go ahead, Joe.
I got a question with regards to that about the kind of mindset that's kind of prominent. Does anybody remember the 70s? Where there was black pride and people were wearing dashikis and they had the afros and everything was ethnocentric. Whatever happened to that?
Oh, yeah.
I never got into
that.
We evolved.
People complained about that, too.
We evolved. It's a trend. It was trendy. It was just trendy.
A trend. Yeah.
Like the bell bottle. It was just a trend.
It was just
like
a trend.
Afros are today. They were back then. It was just a trend.
It was a trend. I never
heard of that. Well, at one time earlier, it was actually a movement. You know, in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a movement. Now, however, what happened was as the 70s progressed, as the 70s progressed, it turned from more than a movement to a trend, you know, and it just died out that way.
Right.
But that's
what
my question is. I don't know why would it go from there? Because it seemed to me that there are a lot of people who were displaying openly, I'm black and I'm proud. Remember James Brown?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all of a sudden it just died out.
Because
you have to also
remember the influx of drugs. You know, you had the influence of drugs that,
cocaine was entered in.
Right, right. And that kind of shut it down because more people becoming addicts. They really didn't care about no black pride then. They wanted that white powder, you know,
that's
and that
right.
just kind of killed it.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Marijuana was one thing, but cocaine and hash, all those other drugs.
Yeah, well, when crack came along, that didn't, yeah.
Well, crack came later, but it was cocaine and heroin.
Heroin, that's what it was. Heroin.
Yeah, that black tar heroin, man, that did some serious damage. Yeah.
And there's still people today still took some of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, and you know.
The only thing worse than that is the Bible.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you on that, but Eric won't.
You're right.
I won't either.
Hey, I'm going to show you how. You're right. I'm going to
go.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Don't be talking about that. And I told y'all. Y'all will not be disrespecting. There you go. I stand up for mine. I don't care what y'all say. Now. I stand up for mine. All right. 13 minutes left, and I got a whole bunch of folk on the line. So you know what? Because I got to go and start wrapping some ankles and stuff. So anyway, we're going to go on and get on out of here a little early today, and we're going to go on and let y'all get y'all last words in. So we're going to start off with Big Chris. Where you at? Talk to me.
Hey. Really like the show. And, man, you put the fire to the frame at the beginning of the show. I need to call in more, you know, as soon as the show starts. See, man. But you know, as a whole, we all had our, you know, opinions and what we think racism is a whole. But individually, yeah, that goes for the same thing with a person that enslaves themselves with themselves mentally thinking that. You know, they can't achieve anything, you know, based on what, you know, society or themselves are thinking that it can't be done. So, yeah, we can be our biggest slave a whole lot better than what the community can make us as a slave, you know. Good point, yeah, you know. Love the show, and that's about it. I have to really say about that.
All right. All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chris. And I see you tomorrow for Freedom Friday, because we're going to go over everything we went over this week.
Oh,
I'm all prepared.
What time is the show?
Same time, 2 p.m. Central.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right. All right, Miss Mays, you up.
If you live what you know, you understand some of the things people tell you. But if you never lived it, you don't know it. And that's what I'm going to leave you with that today.
All right.
Don't forget to say Joe.
Oh, whatever. Pianki, your turn.
get off of this racism kick and just go ahead and do what you got to do. Racism is not a major problem. I haven't seen white folks in my community in so long. It's kind of like finding a cold glass of lemonade out in the middle of the desert anymore. That's all I got to say, Mr. Talk.
Oh, no, you didn't about to call me no Mr. Solution. I heard you then. Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, Pianki. I'm going to let you slide with that one today, but thank you anyway. See you later. All right, Renee, you up?
I think we have to look at each other as for yourself as an individual, and realize that you can be anything that you put your mind to. But without education, and I don't care what anybody says, education is the way that you're going to get through to the future. And racism is just as alive today as it always has been. You just have to handle it in a different way. There are going to be people that come at you from all different directions and say all different things to you that are racist. And you just have to know how to handle it with tact and grace. Because every time you come across it and you show them how ignorant you can be, they're just proving them right. So when you get your education and you learn a little bit about our history and what our forefathers had to go through to get where we are today, then maybe you will look back and say, hey, yeah, I need to shut my mouth a little bit and learn something. You might learn something. You might be a little educated. You never know. Try it. Have a good evening.
Well, thank you, Renee. You too. See you tomorrow. All right, Joe. Joe in the house. Go ahead.
Man, a few words. That's it.
All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
On Freedom Friday. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right. Ebony, are you through with your phone? You there? Ebony, you there? You there, Ebony? Going once, going twice. I think Ebony is gone. All right, y'all. Another great show here on Let's Talk. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I'm not even going to say any more add to it because it is what it is and it was what it was. And you're going to do what you're going to do. Basically, that's it. It sounds like a nursery rhyme, but it's all good. It's all good. I want to give a shout out to Benny, Rob, Enjoying Life, 1-4, Gracious. Let's see, who else with Knowledge? Of course, got to yell Knowledge Hood. You know, thank y'all for that great conversation in the chat room. All my guests in the chat room. Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. You know, thank you. I appreciate your support. We're not going to keep you long today because, okay, some ankles got to be wrapped in things of that nature. But just remember before you get out of here, tomorrow's Freedom Friday. You know, we're going to recap everything we went over this week. So that should make for a great conversation. And plus some things you may want to talk about to prep for next week. Hey, we can do it all. We got 2 hours plus sometimes. The plus is sometimes. You know, just remember, if you want to leave me a message, you can send me one at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Go to Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Or hit me on Twitter at driven4frrlife62 at Twitter. But other than that, that's it, y'all. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with open heart. But remember that your heart must be clean. You must forgive yourself first. All right? Until then, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. Hey, y'all have a good one, man. I am out of here.